What is your opinion of the secular mindfulness movement, MBSR and its associated programs? Can mindfulness serve a useful function for people without the rest of the Dhamma? Well, absolutely. I mean, it's introduced so many people to one, just to skillful tools for living a better life. But then it's also for those who are interested, and you people who've started have been practicing it and developing it. So there's got to be a question. Where did this come from? You know, and then it opens up a doorway into Buddhism if they're interested. But so it's you know, I see it serving a immense benefit, and has, and so that I live in a very secluded monastery with a part of a very quote-unquote strict tradition, but you know, we're not really purists, or you know, sort of that in a sense that you can't understand the bigger picture, because what you know, the rest of the Dhamma is there for anybody who wants it, and there are resources, and there are good examples, and those will, I think, continue to grow. But you know, there's a lot of seeds need to be planted, and so that's one of this. The secular mindfulness movements, you know, does provide that. I mean, it's got its own flaws and limitations, but it's, you know, it's a how do you say it? As with everything, it's also sort of changing and morphing and maturing and growing as well.